Om Shanti, Bhogus, just offered in Om Shanti Bhavan on 7th August 2025, on the day of the Sadguru, and we now listen to the Bhog message. Today, carrying everyone's loving remembrances with myself, as I reach the subtle region, I saw Baba coming from a distance. I saw a sunflower visible behind Baba's face, around Baba's face. And different color lights were emerging from the sunflower. Those rays of light were spreading from Baba in all directions, and as I saw Baba coming closer, Baba then got positioned on the top of a mountain. Baba was on a tour of the entire world from this high point. So Baba then looked at me and said, "Come, child." I said, "Baba, you are standing on the top of the mountain, I am at the bottom." So Baba spread out his arms, and the arms as though became a swing, and that swing enabled me to come up to Baba, and I was standing next to him. Baba, I then asked Baba, "Where had you been to today?" Baba then said, "Baba knows the love of each child. Baba knows the love of the children is like a sunflower. Baba too is bound in the love of the child, of all the children. On this day, Baba visits all the children in Bharat and foreign lands and celebrated a meeting with all the children. Baba saw the splendor of the children." And as Baba said this, I saw that Baba and I were on the mountain, top of the mountain, and below was a very beautiful garden. There were flowers in one side of the garden. In another direction there were beautiful fruits. There were swings in another direction. And then there was also an area in the garden where you had to go at an elevation. So a lot of children were there. So some were picking the fruit and filling their baskets. Some were picking flowers. And some children were wondering, "Will my hand reach these flowers and fruits?" And some were not feeling courageous enough to go to that elevated point. So Baba then said, "What did Baba see in the gathering of the children?" "Baba has bestowed the children with the jewels of knowledge. Some just collect the jewels of knowledge, but use it less. So some were making beautiful designs out of the flowers, some were creating bouquets out of those flowers, some were creating garlands, and some were simply collecting, picking the flowers. There were another set of children who were collecting the fruits, but as soon as they were getting a bit of arrogance of it, their fruit was wrinkling up. But when the children had the consciousness that this is the prasad, that holy offering from Baba, the fruit was becoming larger in size and becoming more and more beautiful. And then there was a third group of children who have all the facilities, but they don't have courage. And because they're unable to maintain courage, sometimes they get tired in their spiritual efforts. So when they get tired, they start calling out to Baba, crying out to Baba. So Baba then said, this is not the time for your children to be crying out this way. What do you have to do? It is a time to celebrate a meeting with Baba. Sometimes while making spiritual efforts, the children get a bit disheartened. So Baba sent a golden rope for the children from this mountain. So there were three things written on this golden rope. One is, I belong to Baba, Baba belongs to me. Second, Baba is my companion. And thirdly, Baba's hand of blessings is on my head. So as these three aspects are coming in front of the children in the form of this golden rope, the children are transforming into angels and they were able to fly up to Baba on the top of the mountain. So what do the children have to do now? Baba explained. Time is indicating that you should not lose courage. Remember that Baba is your companion. We've surrendered everything to Baba. And so Baba is with us. Baba was then filling the children with all that they needed. After a few seconds, Baba said, Baba knows who has come to Pandavavan for their bhatti this time. I said, Baba, there are many, many children who have come. But Baba is referring to the specific bhatti group. They have come from such a land that has great historical significance. They're from Faridkot, Punjab. So who are these children? So they've not come from Faridkot, but they're the ones who have surrendered themselves onto the flame. The moths who have surrendered themselves onto the flame. They are the ones who listen to the call of the devotee souls and they give the return, the fruit of the devotee's calls. Baba was showering the children with a lot of love. Baba then gifted the children something in the shape of a heart. Baba gifted all the children this heart, and on the heart was written, I reside in Baba's heart, and Baba resides in my heart. Those who have made Baba reside in their heart from the heart, Baba helps such children in every situation. And Baba seats such children on his heart throne and gives them special experiences. So children, according to the time, remain seated on the father's heart throne. Because as you move ahead, certain situations will emerge that can make the children's stage fluctuate. So keep yourself stable and remain seated on the father's heart throne. I then offer bhog to Baba. Baba then fed the bhog to all the children himself and those who had given special remembrances to Baba. Baba said in reply, Baba has already emerged those children in front of him and Baba has spoken to those children and given remembrances. I then returned, Om Shanti.